Welcome back to RSN Central 0416905052. If you've got a question for Jack Dickens, he's on fire at the moment. You know, the drill, $200, our staking plan, and we'll try and make some money on this Wednesday afternoon. In fact, it's twilight racing at Sandown this afternoon. Good morning to you, Jack, or afternoon to you, Jack.
Afternoon, G-Man. How are you?
I am well. Now, track conditions today at Sandown, of course, it's a perfect day for racing, really. We're racing on a good four. The rail is out 8 metres the entire circuit. How do you expect this track to play?
I really like that we've had a little bit of rain this week and now a good amount of sun. So they've naturally irrigated the course, you know, evenly over it. Expect that races evenly. I think there might be some advantage to be drawn inside, but a very minor advantage. I think it's going to race pretty fairly today.
How do we make some money? The $200, the staking plan, where do we start?
We're going to kick off, Gareth, in race number 5. We're going to back number three, Mona Dream for Archie Alexander and Declan Fate. I think from barrier 6, he'll sort of settle midfield, but I'm not really worried where they settle. I think Checkerboard and Mystique Falcon and Arabian Hussey will be the sort of pacemakers here. We're going to have $75 at the 440 on number 3, Mona Dream. We're also going to have $25 at $10 on number 4, Surfacing, for Matt Laurie and Craig Williams. Barrier 1, I think Willow can just sit in behind the speed and stalk it. A perfect sort of setup for Craig. We're going to need a little bit of luck there with Surfacing, but I think Mona Dream will just sort of settle midfield or worse and get into its work, sort of, you know, just coming out of the corner there.
All right, then, what other specials do we have on the card? So, Mona Dream, obviously, wins on the debut and can hopefully make it back-to-back victories for the in-form Archie Alexander. He's a young gun there from Ballarat. He's kicking plenty of goals. Then where do we go, Jack?
We're going to go to race number 7 and back horse number 3, Big Brew, for Kavanagh and Callow. The win at Kyneton was pretty good, and the form out of that race is strong. We've had three subsequent third places and 2 second placings. Prism probably should have won at Moonee Valley, which is one of those seconds. So the format of this race is spot on. I think from barrier 3, Noel Callow's got every single possible to give this horse every possible. I think 850 is short enough. I wouldn't chase it any lower than that. If you haven't had a bet yet, get it on now and don't chase it any lower than the 850. I think the race is pretty thin. I think we're going to get the run of the race. And it's an each-way bet if anyone wants to bet like that. But we're just going to have $30 at the 850.
All right, then. So I like that Big Brute horse 3, race number 7. And you've got a special for us, I think, in the last race.
Yeah, we just need to pray to the gods that the track does race fairly, because Triton Rising, if the track is racing fair, I think should be about a $2 shot here.
Okay.
Fastest close of the day, last start. It's flying, this horse. It's just going to get back from barrier 10, I suspect. And Cosgo Lad, who's the second favourite, who, interestingly, is being ridden by Nash for Gay and Adrian, probably leads from barrier 2. So if it's on pace suited today, it's going to be advantage Nash, and we're going to sort of be against it on Triton Rising. I think Luke Nolan will have to go back from 10. If the track race is fair, I can't see how this horse doesn't win.
All right, then. So the price at 370, do we take that now?
Yeah, yep.
All right, then. I wonder if I can talk you into a few others today, Jack. Let's hear from Wayne Hawks. He has Vandula Lass having her first start in the two-year-old fillies race in race number 3.
She's done everything right. She's handled herself well, and she'll go to races, and she'll be hard to beat. You don't know what's there because there's some unraced ones, so you don't really know. It's a bit of a licorice all sorts, but she will. If she jumps cleanly, you're halfway home. If she jumps cleanly and does everything right, she'll be there at the end somewhere.
Is she worth a punt?
I think she's short enough. The trial's good. I didn't mind the trial of number 6, Translation. They trialled together, and then Translation's been put away since then. Ollie Rides. They're both drawn barriers 1 and 2. So this is their first ever start at the races. Now, granted, this is quite a small field. But if they are half a step slow and they get a little bit fuzzed up going to the barriers, they're going to all of a sudden be back and buried from those inside draws. I prefer they were drawn wider, where they could get into their work, even if they were half a kick fly out of the gates. But I think they're the main two. Jay Carr rides for Ellison and Zara, who fly fresh, stable to airborne, and Jay Carr is, I don't know what's better than airborne, but that's what it, whatever that is, that's what Jay Carr is.
This is RSN Central on this Wednesday afternoon, 12:33. We're with Jack Dickens for our midweek masterclass. And Jack, Robbie Griffiths and the de Kock stable are flying at the moment. They are low flying or airborne. They've had a wonderful month or so. Their best chance comes up in race number four, and it is a horse by the name of Rutherford. And this is what Robbie Griffiths had to say.
His mum was a specialist at this sort of track and distance, and we believe that we can replicate that formula with him. So that's the plan. So we're thinking that it can work today or this evening.
Similar sort of racing pattern, just sitting midfield and then just whooshing late at the long straight there at Sandown?
Yeah, we've kept him pretty fresh since his win at Geelong. And although he's up in grade and back in distance, the long run in Hillside has to offer. We think the formula can work. So that's the plan.
So this Son of Fox wedge into $4.20 now. Robbie Griffiths and Matthew de Kock flying at the moment, as we pointed out. We love that word, flying, this afternoon on the Midweek Masterclass. But how much consideration do you take into a stable that is just on a roll at the moment when you're doing your form, Jack?
Not a lot, but I do take note of where they're successful. So Robbie Griffiths, for example, it's in the back of my mind that they're going well. So they're going at negative 13% profit on turnover, like return on investment, at Sandown, Hillside.
Okay.
Whereas at Pakenham on Saturday, they're extremely profitable. Even when they're not in form, they've been profitable there. So now that the stable's going really well, I'll be looking for their horses that are running at Pakenham on Saturday. I thought their best chance today was probably in race five, race six in Lady Dioro. Just the barrier 10 sort of put me off a little bit. I agree, Rutherford's a nice horse who's going well, but to barrier 1, worse than midfield, out of the chute, not a recipe I like to bet.
Let's hear from Matt Kamani now. His best, he's got a couple of nice chances, but the horse that he's talking about right now is Tarn's Prince. Jamie Carr takes the ride in race number 7.
Tarn's Prince is the one I'm feeling more confident about because he's absolutely flying at home at the moment, but he does probably want a little bit further than 1,800. I'm hoping, though, he can just show enough brilliance today to be really competitive. Hendrika's one that's got huge potential. Lovely, lovely horse. Again, probably wants a little bit further. I think probably to pick between them, I think probably Tarn's Prince is the better one today just because he's in good form. He's had a run and so we know a little bit more about him, whereas Hendrika's still very inexperienced and immature and had a few issues. So I think Tarn's Prince would be the one I'd be following, but looking for a big run from Hendrika as well.
Okay, so we can get around $6 for that galloper in race number 7. Is he worth a punt there, Jack?
I think we've missed the price with Tarn's Prince. I do like the horse, and with the scratchings, it does get a softer map, which was a concern yesterday for me. The other horse that he was speaking about, Hendrika, I'm very concerned with the map. I don't know what Jamie will do there. She is brilliant. She's flying, but you're going to need to be good from barrier 11. I thought in that race, Oliver's ride, Amaliriani, number 3. Harnett is airborne at Sandown. I thought the booking was interesting. Barrier 2 ticks a few boxes, I thought, and there's been a good amount of money for this horse this morning.
Yeah, Miss Harriet for the young Will Price, who does claim 3 kilos with that.
Number 3.
Oh, Amelia Ann.
Yeah,
the Harnett camp, Damien Oliver. All right, then. Nice gate. Or comes into gate number 2 now.
Yeah.
What price can we get there at Sandown for seven. Amelia Ann? Right now with the tab, $7. Of course, Miss Harriet's a scratchy. So there you go. I like that push each way all day. What about the Pakenham Cup? One of our listeners wants to know your thoughts there. The market is out for Victoria's Feature race there on the weekend, and you've got attorney for Matty Smith, and Nashville Willer is heading to Pakenham to take the ride on that galloper at $4.40, Brimmen Rocks at $6.50, Princess Jenny, the Bendigo Cup champ, at $5, Hackey at $13, Knight's Order for Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott at $4.60, and Scarlet Dream at $9.50. Do you have an early opinion there, Jack?
I think Brigham Rocks will go off favourite just from Princess Jenny. Brigham Rocks has a nice SP profile versus some pretty decent horses like Sound. Well, he was back to beat Sound at Flemington in Cup Week, during Cup Week. A horse I backed last start at pretty big odds is number 3, Hacky.
Yes.
And in this small sort of field, I think I'll probably back up again if I can get a fair enough price with number 3, Hacky.
All right, then, $13. You happy with that price right now, or do you think he drifts?
I think he drifts.
All right, then, so we'll be patient. What price are you looking for?
$21, I think we'll get.
All right, then. There you go. Do we follow up, Jack, on the astrologist in the gold bullion there, the Vobis gold bullion at Pakenham on Saturday? Just having a look at the market. He's at $2.90.
I don't think we do. It's not impressive enough to justify the price. It's a little bit like race one today at Sandown. We backed, what is it called, Dragon Time last week. We took $4.55, you know, and it ran a great race. Probably should have won, but it didn't. And now they want me to take $1.80.
Tell them they're dreaming.
Probably wins, but do we want to be on? Probably not.
No. So the astrologist in that race, Iconoclasm at 8, Amadeus at 26, Galaxy Raider for Graham Big at 18, Polanco for Shane Eden at $18, and Wild Vixen at $8. Then we go down to horses under double figures, Ocular at $9 as well. If Wickley Town gains a start, it would be $15. So there's Moss Music at 15 for Archie Alexander. Is there any value there?
I don't mind Ocular and Galaxy Raider. Galaxy Raider should be suited at Pakenham. Bigger track, longer straight. It'll suit this horse finally.
Do you like Pakenham?
Mentally, I do, but my results probably say it's been a bit of a battle recently.
Okay, Gareth. Why is that? Is it a difficult track? Is it horses for courses for our listeners out there?
I don't have any fact to back this up, but I just think in my mind it's a different type of grass and it suits different types of horses, and then they become lame throughout each meeting. So I think there was a meeting there on Cup Day, and the wider they got, the better. They got off the fence a little bit there on Thursday night, and it looked a little bit hard to make ground. I think it's a racetrack where you need to watch 2 or 3 races, maybe 4, before you confidently predict sort of where you want to be in run, and then start to really bet up.
Intergalactic, that's better than Airborne.
Yeah, all right, let's go with that.
All right, then make sure you put that into your vocabulary. Intergalactic there, coming up there, Jack. A few more questions coming through here. What do you make of Mystic Falcon in race number 5 there at Pakenham today?
I don't mind it today. I wanted to see what the market did. Pretty hard to read off the jump out. I think it's going to get a nice run. I think it sits outside leader, which will be checkerboard, or it gets crossed and gets the 1-1 in cover with Arabian Hussy crossing it,
yep.
Which might happen first up. You know, they don't want to use it up overly. I think with enough money around, I'm going to get really scared, but I'm with Mona Dream and Surfacing. But I did have a good look at that horse.
As Jack talked to his mate Simon Zara about Bellatina, the first starter there in race number 3. Of course, that's that 2-year-old filly by Palatino there for Ellerton and Zara.
I have not. I've no idea.
What do you think of its chances?
It's obviously got a pretty good chance as second favourite. I just thought the race was a little bit sort of scary. We don't need a bet.
Jack, what's your mate Pete say about Inspirational Girl in the Kingston Town?
He said moral.
All right, then. Grant Williams said it'll be awfully hard to beat despite the draw. So at $2.10, I think we nearly have to wait, don't we? Or do you think we get on now?
I'm not sure. The betting markets in Perth are unique and fascinating. The money for trekking late, it was sort of, $2.30, $2.20, then all of a sudden it was $1.80, $1.70
last week.
It was a big go, wasn't it? So, I don't know. I'm not even convinced anyone there knows how the markets work or when's the best time to bet, but Pete's probably the best at it.
Now, we got a question. A jockey's challenge. I love to play a jockey's challenge. Can Dicko help me out there? I'm just trying to find the jockey challenge market there with the tab at Sandown this afternoon, and you might have an opinion, Jack. Who do you think? Here we go. So the Jockeys Challenge at Sandown this afternoon. Jamie Carr, 240. We've got Craig Williams, 420. Damien Oliver, 380. Matthew Cartwright at 950. Luke Nolan at $10. And then 20-1 for Matthew Allen. And Theodore Nugent's at $67. Any other jockey, the jockeys that I didn't mention, you can get $19, Jack.
I've never had a jockey bet in my life.
Why not?
I don't know, really. I'd say Jay Carr should be favourite for Craig Williams today.
All right, then. So $2.40, Craig Williams at $4.20. You're tipping horses, Noel Callow. You've also tipped a horse with Declan Bates, and you also tipped a horse there with Luke Nolan. So maybe something each way or straight on any other jockey there at Sandown at $19 and save on Jamie Carr.
Can you bet each way the jockey challenge?
I don't think you can. No, it's straight out. Hey, just recapping your plays of the day for your staking plan once again. So how much are we having on Mona Dream, race 5, number 3?
Race 5, number 3, $75 at the 440 to collect $330. We're also going to back number 4, Surfacing, $25 at the $10 to collect $250.
Yep.
Then we're going to head to race 7, number 3, Big Brew. We're going to have $30 on it, $8.50 to collect $255. Then we're going to come home in race 8, number 2, Triton Rising, $70 at the $330 to collect $259. That's a $200 spend. If one wins, we're going to win. And if two wins,
look out.
I'll shout the Christmas lunch with Gareth.
All right, then. Looking forward to that. Good on you, Jack. We'll catch up with you next week for the midweek masterclass. Good punting.
I love you, mate. Go well today.